With your latest news, I'm Kersley Fuller. A third week of the murder trial of Demecio Frederick continues today, with prosecutors and defense counsel returning to court after a delay caused by jury questions about CCTV evidence. Here's Radio K-Man's Jeffy Ebanks.
Mr. Frederick denies murdering his uncle, Christopher Bolo Johnson, in December 2024. On Monday, jurors heard final submissions on CCTV footage, which prosecutors say contradicts Mr. Frederick's claim that he was out walking the family dog the day before the killing. Deputy Director of Public Prosecutions Barnaby Jameson Casey delivered his closing arguments, describing the defendant's account as a fabrication. The Crown says Mr. Frederick is the masked figure seen on CCTV footage, leaving his home and laying in wait for his uncle. Defense closing arguments are expected today, followed by the judge's summation. A verdict could come as early as midweek. Jeffy Ebanks, Radio K-Man News.
Fresh government reports are out on how we're living and what we're paying. Here's Elizabeth Charles.
The Economics and Statistics Office has published its first major snapshots of 2025, looking at both inflation and quality of life across the islands. One report puts last year's average annual inflation rate at 1.3%. Another finds overall life satisfaction at 84% in fall 2025, with most residents saying their quality of life is high and getting better. These releases provide the first full set of data for 2025 from the ESO, giving leaders, businesses, and the public an updated read on everyday conditions and costs in Cayman. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Both reports can be found at the ESO website, eso.ky. Deputy Opposition Leader Kenneth Bryan is pushing job readiness in Georgetown.
Good day, everybody, and welcome to the Georgetown Central Resume Building Workshop.
Mr. Bryan welcomed constituents to the Georgetown Central Resume Building Workshop at the Town Hall this past Saturday morning, saying residents could move between different stations inside the hall, including review tables and support for the work job portal. Mr. Bryan says professionals were on hand to advise job seekers and help them get the best job opportunities available. He calls the workshop part of his commitment to job success. Radio K-Man will have more on how the event went in tonight's newscast. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Kersley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. Iranian media say Israeli-US strikes targeted two gas facilities and a pipeline in the country hours after President Trump said he would temporarily halt attacks on power infrastructure. The BBC understands the US special envoy has spoken to the Iranian foreign minister, despite Iranian denials that negotiations are underway. Iran has fired a number of missiles at Israel, causing damage and injuries in Tel Aviv. Local media reports say three buildings were significantly damaged and several cars were wrecked. There are reports of heavy fighting between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary rapid support forces in Blue Nile State near the Ethiopian border. Addis Ababa has ordered its citizens to leave that sector of the frontier. The authorities in Ukraine say Russian attacks overnight were among the worst in 10 days. So far, at least five civilians have been reported dead. In Moscow, the Russian security services have been placed on higher alert because of intelligence that there's a threat of a sabotage attack. China has told Japan to conduct a thorough investigation of an attempted break-in at its embassy in Tokyo. China's foreign ministry said an individual who claimed to be an active duty officer in the Japanese military had scaled the wall and forcibly entered the building on Tuesday. A report has warned that Europe is dangerously unprepared to tackle wildfires, which last year destroyed the highest level of forest across the EU since records began. The paper says fires are spreading northwards because of climate change. A European football supporters group has filed a lawsuit with the European Commission against what it said were anti-competitive practices by the sports world's governing body. Football Supporters Europe accused FIFA of using its monopoly to charge excessive prices for tickets at this year's World Cup. BBC News.